Aleichem, sweetest friends. We're learning the Sheikh Shemaitze, Shemaitze Aleph Perakei, and the Siyata the Shemaya, we're moving right along. In the previous parak, we learned that according to the Rashba, there is a machlokas between Abaye and Rav Simi against Rava in the Gemara in Chulin. And the machlokas is whether Safek Delaisa L'chumra is min HaTorah or Midrabanan. Remember, we learned earlier that according to the Rambam, Safek Delaisa L'chumra is a din Dirabanan. According to the Rashba, it's a din Torah. And then the Rashba said that Be'etzem, the whole machlokas is really a machlokas amaroi. Abaye and Rav Simi hold that Safek Delaisa L'chumra is Midrabanan. Arava holds Safek Daraisa L'chumra is min HaTorah. However, that whole machlokas in the Gemara is only about a Safek Haba Machmas Mikre. Only if the Safek came about as a result of doubt as to whether a certain event occurred. For Masufek as to whether a certain event occurred or not. Whether something was Makabel Tumah or not. Whether, as we're going to see soon, a woman became a Nida or not. Any type of Safek, Abba Machmas Mikre, whether an animal became a Trefer or not. Any Safek, Abba Machmas Mikre, we're Masupik, whether or not something happened, if it became a Trefer afterwards, not that it was born a Trefer, but if it became, so that would be called a Safek, Abba Machmas Mikre. That is the argument between Abaye and Rav Simi. Again, Abaye and Rav Simi hold that it's only Asur Midrabanan. Rabba holds it's Asur Midrashis. But what about a Safek Abba Machmas Tolada? In that instance, Rabba says that Lekule Alma, we hold that it is Asur Midrashis. If it's a Safek Abba Machmas Tolada, if it was born that way. The Shmaitza differed, and the Shmaitza said no. That the Machlokas between Rav Simi and Abaye against Rabba is talking about all instances. Rav Simi and Abaye hold Safek Delaisa L'chumra is Midrabanan, and always, it doesn't matter Machmas Mikra, Machmas Tolada. And Rava holds it's always Asur, it doesn't matter Machmas Mikra, Machmas Tolada. So now the Shmaitza says that I'm going to prove to you that the Rashba is incorrect, and that I'm correct, that their Machlokas is even about a Safek Haba Machmas Tolada. That there, even in the Safek Haba Machmas Tolada, Rav Simi and Abaye would say that we go L'kula Min HaTorah. According to my very humble opinion, it's clear that I'm correct. That they're arguing about all sveikas daraisa. Not only about a sveik abba machmas mikra, whether an event occurred. The name of the law pligyel b'sveik shenis chadish machmas mikra. Avol sveik abba b'tolada l'kulei hamasir. If you're going to say that their only argument is about whether a sveik, about a sveik that came machmas mikra. Whether something happened, but the Tolada, everybody holds it's also like the Rashba wants to say, then you are going to run into a very serious problem when you open up a Gemara in Maseches Nida. In the second parak, what does the Gemara in Maseches Nida say? Let us say that you had, I'm going to tell you this outside, let us say that you have a woman who checks herself after Bia, and she finds, lo and behold, there is blood. And we have a suffix. Was there blood during the Maisa Bia, or did she only have the blood after the Bia? So, if she had it during the Maisa Bia, she's in trouble, she's Chayv HaKarban, they're Chayv HaKarban. If not, if it's only afterwards, then no problem, no carbon. So according to the Mishnah, they're both, she and the man, and her husband, are both Tumei and Misafik, and they both don't have to bring a carbon. They don't have to bring a carbon because maybe the blood only came after Tashmish. But during the Tashmish, she was told, the Brisa argues and says that no, that they are Chayim and Ashim Talui. Frech the Gemara. And why? What about our Tana? Why doesn't the Tana of the Mishnah say that they're Chayim and Ashim Talui? And the answer is, because according to him, the only time you're Chayim and Ashim Talui is Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. That if you have two pieces, let's say one piece of Shuman, one piece of Chelev, Shuman Mutar L'Achila, Chelev Aser B'Achila, and you're not sure which one you ate, there you have to bring an Ashim Talui. That's what we called earlier Ikbi Surah. But if it's just one Chaticha, you're not sure if it's Chelev or Shuman, you don't have to bring an Ashim Talui. So since we're talking about one goof, a woman, was she Tmei or not, there's no Chiyuv, Ashim Talui. That is according to our time. What about the Braisa? The Braisa, who says it, your chayav to bring an Ashim Tali holds that even on one Chaticha, you have to bring an Ashim Tali. If you're not sure whether it was Shuman or Chalev and you ate it, you have to bring an Ashim Tali. So if you're not sure whether she had blood after the Bia, or during, or before, so you have to bring an Ashim Tali, even though the Suffolk is only Baguf Echad, you still have to bring an Ashim Tali. The Mishnah says, no, you need there to be on a goof that's Asir and a goof that's Mutter, and you're Mesubik if you're over on the Yisr or the Hetter. So here, there's only one goof, there's going to be no Ashim Tali. That's the opinion of the Mishnah against the Braisa. So now the Shmaitza brings his Raya. He says that if Abai and Rav Simi really hold, as the Rashba wants to claim, that if it's a Suffolk, Haba Machmas Mikre, it's Mutter Min HaTorah, even when there's no Chazakah. Because we're talking about a case. The Shemaitza proves that we must be talking about a case here, where there's no Chazakah either way, there's certainly no Cheskas Tumah. If we would be dealing with a Cheskas Tumah, then afterwards when she finds blood on her Eid Bedika, then maybe Chayav Achatas, because a Chazakah makes it like a vada. And what type of chazaka could we be talking about? So maybe you might have a hadamina that there's a chazaka da hashta. As the Shemaitzim of Uwera says, a chazaka da hashta means what you see now is what was earlier also. That's the assumption that you make, that if it's in a certain state now, it was in that state earlier. So if she finds blood now, that means you have to assume it was earlier. This is clearly not a chazaka da hashta. Otherwise there'd be a discussion as to whether she's chayav achatas. We would say she's chayav achatas. There wouldn't be a talk about Ashim Tali. From the fact that the whole discussion is about an Ashim Tali, it must be that there's no Chazak involved here. So rather, what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with a regular case of Safek Haba Machmas Mikre. And in this Safek Haba Machmas Mikre, we are Mesupik, did she have blood during the Bia? Or did she not have blood during the Bia? And there is an opinion that they are chayiv in an Ashim Talui, despite the fact that, as we said earlier, there is no Cheskas Tum, because then there'd be a Chatas. Rather, there is an Ashim Talui. Why? Because it's a Safek, and the Safek, you're chayiv a carbon. According to Abai and Rav Simi, what are they going to do with this Braisa? Who does this Braisa follow? According to Abai and Rav Simi, Safek Haba Machmas Mikre Shenis Chadesh is Mutter Min HaTorah. Abai and Rav Simi would be hard pressed to explain Pshat in this Braisa that's Mechayev Dem Karbon. Abai and Rav Simi hold that Safek Haba Machmas Mikre is Mutter Min HaTorah, according to the Rashba. So how would they explain this braisa that says that when there's a suffix of machmas mikre, the man and the woman are chayav a karban min haTorah, and you cannot say that this is following the opinion that if there is even one chaticha, you are chayav a karban, as we learned in Krisis, that there's an opinion, as we said, discussed earlier, that if it's chaticha achas mishtecha, there's a machlokas. One opinion holds only chaticha achas mishtecha chatichos. We have ikbe isur, we have one of heter, one of isur, only ven, you're chayav a karban. And the other opinion holds even one chaticha, you're chayav a karban. So very simple. Abai and Rav Simi will say that this is going according to the opinion that even one chaticha, you're chayav a karban. But that can't be according to the Rashba. Why? Then this woman is one goof. Just like one chaticha, you chayav a karban. Is it kosher, isn't it? And you ate it, you chayav a karban. So to the goof Aisha, she's one goof, you chayav a karban if you're mesubik whether or not she was tamea during the bia. But that can't work according to the Rashba's understanding of Abai and Rav Simi. Because according to the Rashba's understanding of Abai and Rav Simi, if it's a suffek abba machmas tolada, everybody holds that in suffek, even Abai and Rav Simi would agree that if it's Abba Machmas Tolada, you can you go L'chumra. Everybody says that. But here we're talking about a Safek Abba Machmas Mikre. So one has nothing to do with the other. This chaticha achatz mishtei chatichos, or one chaticha of safek iser, so that has nothing to do with our case. There are Abayim of Simi would grant you that's a case of safek abam achmas talada vada there, it's you're going to be chayv a karban, and even according to the opinion that's not chayv a karban, you could still say that it's asur daraisa. But that's a complete different story. But here we're talking about a safek abam achmas mikra. When did this occurrence of nida happen? While they were having beer, or after? And since it's a suffik abam machmas mikwe, Abai and Rav Simi say that it's mutter, as we saw, as the Rashba wants to learn in the opinion of Abai and Rav Simi in Chulin. So how then is there a braisa that is mechayev them a karban ashim talui? How would Abai and Rav Simi explain that braisa? They have to be consistent with the braisa, and they're clearly not. So it must then be that Abaye and Rav Simi hold that always suffek midoraisa is lekula, even if it is suffek haba b'talada, not like the Rashba wants to say. Now we're going to read that inside, and then we're going to see how it all fits in Be'ezus Hashem. D'i neima, with the first second sentence of the parak. D'i neima de lo plig yel b'safik shenes chadish machmas mikre. Avo safik abba b'talada l'kulei alma aser. If we say that the only argument between Abai and Rav Simi against Rava is if it's a Safek Abba Machmas Mikra, but if it's Abba Talada, everybody holds it's Aser. Im Kain Tikshi L'man Gama Safek Abba Machmas Mikra Shenes Chadish Putman HaTorah, then we're going to have a serious cash against Abai and Rav Simi, who say that Safek Abba Machmas Mikra Shenes Chadish, something whether something occurred or not, is Mutman HaTorah, and the cash is going to be held this time to repair it based the Nida. Nimzal Shalaf, you find blood on her aid, on her cloth, that she checked herself with. La'achazman, after the tashmish, t'mei misafik, they're both t'mei misafik, v'chad l'ashim talu, and they're both chayv and l'ashim talu. V'amrinan Allah, and that's the braisa, that they're chayv and l'ashim talu. V'amrinan Allah, and we say, and this braisa, v'tana didan, what about our tana, the tana of the Mishnah, who says that they're pater? My tana lo t'mei l'ashim talu, why does he not say that they're chayv and l'ashim talu? And the Gemara's teretz is, v'inan chaticha, achaz mishtei chatichos, you need one piece out of two. And here there's only one goof of Isser. There isn't one goof of Isser, one goof of Heter, and we're Mesupik, which one was used. Like we're Mesupik, Chayel of Hashum, and which one was eaten. Here there's only one woman. And we're Mesupik, was she Tamei at the time or not? So the opinion that says you're not Chayel and Hashem Talui is the same as the opinion that holds that you're not Chayel and Hashem Talui if you eat one Chaticha, Safik Chayel of Safik Shuman, rather you need two Chatichas, one of Chayel and one of Shuman. Since here it's only one Chat, one woman, that's like the case of one chaticha, and therefore there's no Hashem Talui. The name, and if you say like the Rashba, the Safek Abba Machmas Mikra Mutum, and I tell you, if you say like the Rashba, that if it's a Safek Abba Machmas Mikra Mutum, if you say like Abai and Rav Simi, like the Rashba wants to learn, that Safek Abba Machmas Mikra Mutum, and I tell you, Vafi Lechad Alek HaChazak, even if there's no Chazaka, here there's no Chazak either way, that opinion that says the braisa that the man and the woman are chayv and ashim talui, whose opinion is that it's mutum and atorah, so this is a tanaic opinion, and Abai and Rav Simi have to be consistent with this tanaic opinion. So how are they going to explain themselves if you hold that they say that safek abba machmas mikra shenes chadish is mutum and atorah? This opinion says it's something about Machmas Mikra, not sure whether or not she was in Nida, as Asim and Atoru, they're Chayv and Hashem Talu. V'alkarim chasim lekam chazdaka chazaka l'tumah. You can't say we're talking about whether it was a cheskas tumah when they had Bia. And that's why it's Asir, even though normally Abai and Rav Simi would say that something about Machmas Mikra is mutter, but if there's a cheskas tumah, they would say it's Asir. Dim Kain, if there's a cheskas tumah, you have a chatas kar, there'd be a chatas, and not a karim and Hashem Talu. Alkarim like a lo cheskas tar, a lo cheskas tumah, but something mutter. It must be that there's no cheskas tar, no cheskas tumah. And the suffix should be mutter, according to Abai and Rav Simi. V'afilu mandalu, sober, even the one who holds the law, b'ina chaticha achas m'shtei chatichos. You don't need one chaticha out of two. Nami svira lei debar machmas mikra mutter. Ela mishum dechaticha achas habalei safik betolada. We have a kasha according to the Rashba, because according to the Rashba, the argument about the chaticha achas mishtei chatichos against just one chaticha has nothing to do with this case of nida. Because even the one who holds that you don't require chaticha mishtei chatichos, one chaticha is enough. You know why one chaticha is enough to be mechayev an ashim talui? Because that's a suffix of machmas tolada. Because if you don't, it was born chaylev, it was born shuma. That's the way it was like from the very beginning. Mimela. You would be chayev a korban if you waited, according to the opinion that one chaticha is enough. Because that's a suffix of a tolada. And Abaye and Rav Simi would agree that in such a case, suffix of a tolada, that there is an opinion that it's aser, and that you're even chayav a karmah. But here where we're talking about the woman with the nida case, where she checked herself after bia, that you're, it's a suffik abamach mas mikre, how are Abaye and Rava, how are Abaye and Rav Simi going to explain the opinion that says you're chayav an ashim talui? Why should you be chayav an ashim talui? It's a suffik abamach mas mikre, you're not sure when she became a nida. So you shouldn't be chayav an ashim talui. It's mutter min ha-Torah. And that has nothing to do with the opinion that safek chaticha, that safek chaylev, safek shuman, you have to bring a carbon. There, einachinami. There, you would say that since it's a safek ababa tolada, you the Rashba, Rav Simi and Abaye would agree that you have to bring a carbon. Here where it's a suffix of Amachmas Mikra, by any means would say you don't have to bring a karma. So this whole sheet of the Rashba doesn't work out with this Gemara. Because again, to summarize, Rav Simi and Abaye hold suffix of Amachmas Mikra is mutter. And we have a case here of suffix of Amachmas Mikra, or you're chayav a karma Hashem Talu. So, how does that work? V'chay nirik amashir kasafti, therefore the Shema Yitzis is anran. B'shitas harambam. The pligi b'chol asvekasim mutter o asim. And really, their argument is, and about all sveikas, Abaye and Rav Simi hold, Safik Daraisa, B'chumar, is it in the Rabbanan? You're Mekel Men HaTorah. And Rava holds, you're Machmir Men HaTorah. That is a universal machlokas. It's not only about a Safik above Machmas Mikre, it's also about a Safik above a Tolada. Uman de Sover de Mutter, the one who holds, Abaye, that it's mutter, svira like kamandi amar, that suffik deraisa v'chomer is mutter, holds like the mandi amar of chaticha, mishtei chatichos. That in order for it to be mutter, in order for you to be chayav an ashim talui, you need to have two chatichos. Like the Moharit said, behana tanai de pligi b'ashim talui, bechaticha achas pligi b'zeh. So let's just go back a little bit and explain the Moharit that we learned earlier on in Perek Aleph, that there's a machlokas tanaim increases, whether you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, or one chaticha is enough. So that argument is talui, it says the Ma'arit, in the machlokas, whether suffik deraisa is mutter min ha-Torah or asur min ha-Torah. The man, the yama that you bring in ashim talui, on one chaticha holds, that suffik is asur min ha-Torah, and therefore you bring a carbon ashim talui on one chaticha, even though it was only a suffek, 50% chance, it doesn't matter. You have to bring an ashim talui because min hadin you weren't allowed to eat it. The one who holds that one chaticha is mutu min ha-Torah, holds suffek deraisa l'chumra, is only a din d'rabbanan. But min ha-Torah, suffek deraisa is l'kula. And therefore, if you have a suffik deraisa, whether or not this piece was chaticha, this chaticha was shuman or chaylev, you don't have to bring a carbon. Only if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, you have to bring a carbon ashim talui, because that's ikba isura. And ikba isura, everybody holds his asur min ha-Torah. So that gufa is the argument of Abaye and Rav Simi against Rava. The one who holds that it's mutter, i.e. Abaye and Rav Simi, they say that the halacha follows the Tana who says that you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos in order to be chayav an ashim talui. But if it's just one chaticha, you're not chayav, because one chaticha is a regular case of suffik yisr, and suffik deraisis lekulam in atar. And therefore you're not going to be chayav a karma. Only chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, darben red men vegan, ikba yisura, when you're talking about ikba yisura, then of course, everybody holds you have to bring a karma. But if it's not ikba yisura, if it's a stam case of suffik deraisa, abayin rav simi hold, that you go lekulam. Umanda said, Svirulai, we're back in the Shemaitza. Rabbah, who says it's Osir. Sabbath Geraisa, Luchum is Menatora, holds. That feel lach tana de boy chaticha mishte chatichos. Modeli, sura be chaticha achas. So according to Rabbah, we have no problem with the opinion that chaticha achas, Sabbath Chelev, Sabbath Shuman, you have to bring a card before. We have no problem with that opinion because that's a classic case of Sabbath Geraisa. We go minat Torah l'chumra. And that's why if it's Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, you would have to bring a carbon. The only thing is there in the Gemara you see that Rabbah holds, Rabbah Paskins like the opinion that you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. So pshat is that Rabbah holds that even the opinion that says chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, only that's mechav yul carbon, even that opinion would agree that if it's one chaticha, it's still asur d'oraisa. There's just no chiyuv carbon. But it's still Aser Doraisa. So therefore, the Rava holds that we see that Safik Doraisa L'chum is min HaTorah. That's the way he learns the Tanoim and Meseches Krisis. That they both hold it's min HaTorah. Just one says it's even enough to bring a Karban. And Rava passes like the opinion that to bring a Karban you need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas. But to be Asr Doraisa, even one Chaticha is Asr Doraisa. Why? Because Safek Doraisa L'chum is Min HaTorah. And Abayin Rav Simi is saying, no, that these two opinions are arguing. The opinion that says Chaticha Achas is enough to be Chayav a Karban hold, Safek Doraisa L'chum is Min HaTorah. But we paskin that Chaticha Achas isn't enough. V'yed Chaticha Achas is Mutu Min HaTorah. And only if it's Ikba Yisur, if it's Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichas, only there you be Chayav. So in other words, even though it's a Safek, above a Tolada, the Shmaitza maintains that even there, Abaye and Rav Simi are arguing with Rava. According to the Rashba, Abaye and Rav Simi aren't arguing with Rava. That's Safek Abba Talada. But Safek Abba Talada, Abaye and Rav Simi admit that Lekulei Alma to us are according to the Rashba. Only Safek Abba Machmas Mikra. But then we ran into trouble. We said that if Abaye and Rav Simi say Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Mutter, then what are we going to do with the Gemara that says if she found blood on her aid after the Bia, she has to bring a karma. I was mutter min HaTorah what she did. So therefore, the Shemaitza says, so really, pshat is like the Rambam, that Abaye and Rav Simi are not arguing like the Rashba says, only on Safek Abba Machmas Mikra, they're arguing about every case, whether Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is min HaTorah midrabbanan, whether it's Betolada or Abba Machmas Mikra. Either way, they're arguing. And Abaye learns the Machlokas Tanan increases, that the opinion that says that you're chayav a karban and chaticha achas holds Safek Doraisa L'chum is min HaTorah. The opinion that says that you don't have to bring a karban and chaticha achas, only if it's ikbei surah tuchas achas shulah and achas chelah and achas shuman, you have to bring a karban. But if it's one chaticha, you don't have to bring a karban. Hold Safek Doraisa is l'kula min HaTorah. And therefore you see that even Abaye holds that Safek Abba Machmas Tolada, you go l'kula min HaTorah. Not like the Rashba wants to say in Abaye. So how does that relate to our Gemara? Vim Kain, Ha Dutani, Chayav Bashim Talui, Daasi, Kahai Tana, the Lo Bai, Chaticha, Mishtei Chatichos. Now it's very beautiful. That opinion that says that you're Chayav on Ashim Talui, the Gemara says that it's according to the opinion that you don't need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Because only the Tana of our Mishnah Nida, they say that you need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. And if it's one Chaticha, it's not enough to be Chayav a Karban Hashem Tavli. But the Braisa that says that you are Chayav a Karban is holding that you need, that even one Chaticha is Aser. And therefore, since even one Chaticha is Aser, a woman who checks herself after Bia and finds that she is a Nida would have to bring a karma. Now, Abaye and Rav Simi don't paskin that way. They agree, Abaye and Rav Simi agree that there is a machlo, there is an opinion in the Tanoim that Chaticha Achas is Asur, Minat Torah, because Safek Deraisa L'Chumra. And that opinion is the author of the Braisa. That there it's talking about Chaticha Achas, just the woman. Did she have blood during Nida, during Bia? Didn't she? And since that opinion holds that Safek is L'Chumra Minat Torah, even one goof, we make a bring a carbon Hashem Talu. There is an opinion like that. However, Abaye and Rav Simi say there's another opinion, and that's the opinion we paskin like. And that opinion says that if it's one chaticha, you don't have to bring a carbon. Only if it's chaticha achas mishtei chatichos, you have to bring a carbon. But if it's chaticha achas safik chelev, safik shuman, you don't have to bring a carbon. So too, if you have a safik about this woman, you don't have to bring a carbon. Kumtois, that Abaye and Rav Simi, according to the Shmaitza, have an explanation of this Gemara according to their Shita. This Gemara Nida. According to the Rashba who says that everybody holds Safik Abba Tolad as Asr Doraisa. According to the opinion of the Rashba, who says everybody holds that Safik Tolad as Asr Doraisa. And Abaye and Rav Simi wouldn't argue with Rav in such an instance. That case has nothing to do with the case of the Gemara Nida. Because the case of the Gemara Nida is talking about Ba Machmas Mikra. According to that opinion of the Rashba, we're stuck. Because here it's Ba Machmas Mikra. And you see there's an opinion that holds that Ba Machmas Mikra is Mutter Min HaTorah. Is Asur Min HaTorah. You have an opinion that it's Mutter Min HaTorah. But Abaye and Rav Simi would have a problem that it's Asur Min HaTorah. Because according to the Rashba, Abaye and Rav Simi hold, Safek Abba Machmas Mikra is Mutter Min HaTorah. So how do you have here an opinion that if it's a Safek Abba Machmas Mikra, you have to bring a carbon? What are Abaye and Rav Simi going to do with such an opinion according to the Rashba? But according to the Shmaitza, it works out beautifully. That the way the Shmaitza learn is that the Safek Abba Machmas, and this is the way the Rambam is going to learn, that Safek Abba, that the argument of Rav Simi and Rava and Abaye against Rava is not only talking about Safek Abba Machmas Mikra, it's even about Safek Abba Tolada. And even Safek Abba Tolada, Rav Simi and Abaye would claim, is Mutter Min HaTorah. And therefore, if you have a Chaticha, which is Safek Chelev, Safek Shuman, Abaye and Rav Simi would say that we paskin, that Nisafek, it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Because you need Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. However, they agree that there is a differing opinion, like which we don't paskin like that opinion. But Rabbi and Rav Simi agree that there is a differing opinion that if it's Chaticha Achas, it's Asur Min HaTorah. And therefore, that opinion is the author of the Braisa that says that if the woman finds blood on her aid after the Bia, she has to bring a karma. That's like the opinion that says that Chaticha Achas is Asur and has to bring a karma. Because it's really the same. Even though one is Safek Abba Machmas Mikra and one is Safek Abba Machmas Tolada, it doesn't matter. Abaye and Rav Simi always hold that it's a Machlokes, Tanoim. If it's Ba Machmas Mikra or Ba Machmas Tolada, they always argue whether Safek is Mutter Min HaTorah or Asur Min HaTorah. And Abaye and Rav Simi paskin that it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Like the opinion that says you need chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. Because a regular suffix, if it's not ikba yisura, is mutter min haTorah. Ma she'en kein. According to the Rashba, if it's suffix abba machmas mikre, Rav Simi holds, and Abaye hold that it's mutter. And if it's suffix abba machmas tolad, it's always going to be asur. Therefore, they have no, now, if you disconnect the two machlokos, the discussion in Nida, and the discussion increases about chaticha achas mishtei chatichos or one chaticha, you disconnect then, because according to the Rashba, everybody holds safek abba tolad is asur d'oraisa. Whether you have to bring a carbon or not is a discussion in the Gemara, that's the machlokos, whether or not you have to bring a carbon. Everybody holds it's asur d'oraisa, but it's safek abba machmas tolad. But safek abba machmas mikre, Abaye and Rava always will hold, according to everybody, that it is mutter min haTorah. Then you, and yet we have a Tana that Nida that says it's asur min haTorah. So now the Rashba is in trouble. But according to the Shmaitza, it works out beautifully. The two machlokos are connected, and the opinion that says that Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, Chaticha Achas is Asur Doraisa, and you have to bring a karban, is the same opinion that holds that the woman, who checks herself and afterwards is a Nida, has to bring a karban. And we paskin, like the other opinion increases, that Safik Abba Machmas, that you need Chaticha Achas Mishteh Chatichos in order to be Asur Midoraisa, and therefore here a Nida, like the Gemara Nida says. The Tan of the Mishnah holds that, like the opinion that says that you need chatichachas mishtei chatichos, and since here we're dealing with one chaticha, with one woman, which is parallel to the case of Safik Chelev, Safik Shuman, so it's going to be, there's going to be no chiyuv karban, it's mutter. Kevin the Kaimalan Kabai Rav Simi Dilo Kirava, Imkein Muchav Tucholat Svekos Midivrayan. Since we paskin like Abai and Rav Simi, and not like Rava, and now we've established that Safik Doraisa is Lekula Min HaTorah, not only in the case of Bramachmas Mikra, but always. So all Svekos are going to be Midivrayan. All Svekos are going to be only Asur D'Rabbanan Midoraisa, all Svekos are going to be Mutter. And that's like the sheet of the Rambam, that Svekos are Mutter Min HaTorah. Masha Enkein, the Rashba wants to be Mechalik. Say, when do we say a Svek is Mutter Min HaTorah if it's B'Machmas Mikre? But if it's Abba B'Tolada, it is Asur Min HaTorah. But now we prove that's not true. That even Svek Abba B'Tolada is Asur Min HaTorah. And with the help of that, of the opinion, that Safek Abba Machmas Tolada, excuse me, is Mutter Min HaTorah. Again, the Rashba wants to say that Safek Abba Machmas Tolada is Asur Min HaTorah. But now we've proven that Rav Simi and Abai hold that Safek Abba Machmas Tolada is Mutter Min HaTorah, just like Safek Abba Machmas Mikra. Says the Shmaitz of Vaiter, Vaprach, Hebi Raya, Midibay Rashi, the sphere like Kar Rashba, Vikas of Shekhen Ochecha Morik, Midibay Rashi, Viparaka Sarah Yuchsin. The Pri Chodosh write that there is a raya that the opinion of the Rashi is like the Rashba, and the Maharit also proves it. So the Pri Chodosh proves it Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. So we're going to get to that raya. That we have a raya from the Pri Chodesh and the Maharit from Maseches Kiddushin that Rashi holds that Safik Doraisa is Asur Min HaTorah B'chein Muchol B'hedger Midvar B'reish Perak Eish Rabba, and it's also Muchol like that in Yevamos. B'hod Amar B'kidash Bal Korcho, it says that you have to sanctify the Kohen Bal Korcho. In other words, that we have to separate the Kohen against his will from an Aveira that he's doing. That's Vikidashta. Baal Korcho, against his will, we have to sanctify him. We have to separate him from Aveira. Uparach Hechi Dami. The Gemara says, what type of Aveira is the Pasuk telling you to separate a coin from? And Rashi there writes, Hechi Dami Bahad the Isser Mefurish Vafilu Isser Safek Lo Itzrich Kra. Divide that Kefi Namai. If it's a Mefurish Isser, or if it's a Safek Isser, avada we forcibly separate the Kohen from the Aveira. So the Gemara wants to understand, in what case do you forcibly separate the Kohen from an Aveira in order to sanctify him? When do we need a Pasuk to tell us that? If it's a Vade Aveira, or even a Safek Aveira, avada you separate, of course you separate the Kohen from Aveira. So what do you see from this Rashi? Ula Rambam lo mukile be Isser Safek Durachman Asharyim. So Rashi writes that Misafek, we would force him even without the Pasuk of the Kiddashta. So it's Mashma that he holds like the Rashba. Because Rashi writes, Vafilu Be'isr Safek Lo Itzrich Kra. Even if it's a suffik isser, Rashi says, you don't need a pasuk to tell us that we have to forcibly separate the coin from an aveira. Because the Torah holds, Rashi seemingly is understanding, that the Torah holds that if it's a suffik isser, it's asur min haTorah, and therefore of course you forcibly separate the coin from such an aveira. So that's why the Gemara wonders what type of aveira we need a pasuk for. If it's a vade aveira, of course you separate it. And even if it's a suffik aveira, of course you separate it, because svegas are asur min haTorah. That's the way Rashi learns. And that seems to be like the Rashba. The Rambam can't say it's talking about a suffik isser, because the Rambam holds that suffik isser is mutter min haTorah. So you wouldn't know on your own without a pasuk that you have to be mafush a kohen from a suffik isser. Because according to the Rambam, if there's a suffik isser, you wouldn't have to be mafush a kohen. Suffik isser is mutter. You wouldn't need a pasuk. But Rashi says, even without a pasuk, you know that you have to be mafresh a coin from a suffik isser. It must be Rashi holds that suffik issers are asur min haTorah. We know that on our own. The kachas of Rashi perakam dechulin. And Rashi also writes that in the first parak of chulin. Avchav beiz amit beiz. What's the case there? So, for this we need a little bit of background information, because the Shemaitzer just quotes the Rashi. But the Gemara there, quotes Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira asks a question. If somebody says, I'm going to bring an olam from Tolim, or from Bnei Yona, different types of birds, and then he brought these Tolim Bnei Yona from the beginning of Tzihuv, from the beginning of Yellowness, and he brought from both, what's the din? In other words, when you bring a korban from a bird, there are two possibilities, tolim and bnei yona. And they have the same dinei hakorban. There's only one difference. The difference is in age. Tolim are only kasher when they're big, and bnei yona are only kasher when they're small, when they're ketanim. And the Gemara discusses, one is gedol and one is ketanim. Now, when it's tchilas tziuv, when they start growing feathers that are a little bit yellow, nice yellow feather around the neck, they cannot be brought both when they are Torim and they are Bnei Yona. That's like the no man's land, the middle of the road. That's in between godless and kadmus. So it's possible both in Torim and Bnei Yona. Bnei Yona have to be young, ketanim, Torim have to be gedolim, and tziuv is in the middle. So on that, Reb Zeira asked, why is tzihuv pasul? If it's pasul, because we're mesupik, whether tchilas tzihuv is part of the godless or part of the kadnos, then if you brought both Torim and Bnei Yona, memanavshach your yotzei. Because if it's beginning of godless, then your yotzei when you brought your Torim. If it's still part of the kadnos of the bird, then your yotze when you brought your bnei yona. So maman of shach your yotze since you brought both pairs. But if you hold that it's a birya bifnei atzma, that there are three stages. Ktanim, gedolim, katnas godless, and then the middle stage is its own specific independent stage of tchilas tziyu, which is neither this nor that, then you wouldn't be yotze if you brought either. And Rava answers that it's considered a birya bifnei atzma, that tchilas tziuv is neither godless nor kadnas, and he brings this from a brisa, because the brisa says, I might think that all Torah and all bnei yona are ksherim. So Talmud Loma, the pasuk says, no, min haTorah, you bring from the Torah, and not all Torah. Min bnei yona v'lo kol bnei yona. Prat, this excludes tchilas tziuv. That's pasul in both. Both Torim and Bnei Yonah. So we have a special pasuk that says that tchilas tziuv is pasul for both Torim and Bnei Yonah. Now if we say that tchilas tziuv is a birya bifnei atzma, I understand why we need a pasuk to tell you that it's pasul. Because that's what the pasuk is telling us. That it's a birya and it's pasul. But if you hold, says Rava, that it's a suffik, do we need a pasuk to be memayit safek. And Rashi there explains, v'kevin de lo pshita lan moha v'lo ha, mehechi tesa gadaita machsherinu. If you hold it to safek, we wouldn't need a pasuk to exclude it. Because even without the pasuk, we would know that it's pasul, since we don't know if it's a gadol or a katan. So why would you think to be machshirit? So you see from the lashon of Rashi that safek is aser min haTorah. Because if safek was mutter min haTorah, without a pasuk, we'd be machshir tchilas tziyuv. Because it's a safek. Like all other sfekos that are mutter min haTorah. From the fact that that Rashi learns that without a pasuk, you would, if tchilas tziyuv was a suffix, even without a pasuk, we would passel it, because sfekos are aser, sfekos are pasul, it must be that suffix min haTorah is aser, suffix min haTorah is pasul. Because Rashi says you don't need a pasuk to passel tchilas tziyuv if it is just a regular suffix case. Because we know on our own that regular suffix are aser. So if you bring both, and it was a suffix, and we don't know, maybe it's a suffix, that it's not a birion, we knew it was a suffix. So there, if you brought both, so then, memanashah could be yotze. But Rava comes along and proves that it's a birion bifnei atzma. Since it's a birion bifnei atzma, that's why you need a pasuk to say that it's pasul in both. Even if you bring both, it's going to be pasul because a birion bifnei atzma. And it's neither a gadol nor a katan. And Rashi says, how does Rava prove that? Because if it wasn't a birion bifnei atzma, for that a pasuk wouldn't be necessary. If it was just a plain old case of safek, then we would know on our own that it's pasul, because all sfekos are psulim in haTorah. So you see that's the opinion of Rashi. According to the Rambam, you need a pasuk, because all sfekos are mutum in haTorah. And therefore, if it was a safek, you would need a pasuk. But from the fact that Rashi learns the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying that if it's a birya, you need a pasuk. But if it's a safek, you don't need a pasuk, because you know on your own that it's pasul. So you see that Rashi holds that Safik Doraisa is L'chumra Min haTorah. So now we have a Rashi in Chulin that Safik Doraisa is L'chumra Min haTorah. Because we would know on our own that Sfeik is our Aser, for that you don't need a Pasuk. And we have a Gemara in Yevamos that a Vad on a Safik Yisr your Mafra Shekoin, because it's Vikidashto, we don't need it, not because Vikidashto, we don't need a Pasuk to tell you Mafra Shekoin from Safik Yisr. Rashi says, so it must be that even Safek Isser is Aser Min haTorah. So you see from these two places that Rashi holds, like the Rashba, that Safek Isser is Aser Min haTorah. Ulefim Ashoka Safti, the Pligi Baze Abai Varava Vesfirle, the Rava the Safek Aser Min haTorah. Says the Shmaitza to the Pri Chadash, he says, I'm not so thrilled with your rayas. Why? Because according to my Mahalach, it's a machlokas amoraim whether Safik is mutter min haTorah or aser min haTorah. And who holds that it's aser min haTorah? Rava. We don't pass him like Rava. But Rava holds that Safik daraisa is l'chumra min haTorah. And if you look at these Gemaras that you just quoted, you'll see that in Yevamos, it's Rava, and in Chulin, it's Rava. So since in both cases it's Rava, of course Rava holds that on our own we know that Safik is Aser Min haTorah. For that we don't need a Pasuk. Because that's all Rava talking. So this isn't a Raya for the Rashba. This works perfectly well with the Rambam himself. Even the Rambam can admit that there's an opinion that Safik Daraisa L'chumra is Aser Min haTorah. He admits that's the opinion of Rava. Just the Rambam paskins, like Abaye and Rav Simi, that Safik Daraisa is Lekula Min haTorah. So these two Gemaras that we brought, the Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Chulin, are not riots at all against the Rambam in favor of the Rashba. Because the Rambam agrees that there is an opinion that Safik Daraisa Lechumra is Min haTorah. That's the opinion of Rava, And Rava was the one talking in these two Gemaras. But Rabbi Rambam holds that normally we don't pass him like Rava. We pass him like Abayin Rav Simi. And now we're skipping a few lines. Umashikas of Rashi. Parakasara Yuksin Ditzra Kwala Safik Mamzer Dava Mina Kamobuchola Torah Vade Lamalkas Vesafik Lisura. What's the third raya, the raya of the Maharits that the Prichadish brings? That Rashi holds like the Rashba. That all, that Sfakis are Asumina Torah. It's because the Gemara says that there is a pasuk to say that a Safik Mamzer is Mutur Lavo Bekal. And Rashi says that without the pasuk we wouldn't allow a Safik Mamzer to be Bobo Bekal because he'd be Asur. Like all other Suffolk Yisurs, so we see that Rashi holds like the Rashba and the Ran, that Suffolk Yisur is Asur min HaTorah. So without the Pasuk to be mapped through the Suffolk Yisur, we would assume that the Suffolk Yisur is Asur min HaTorah. So that's like, again, the Rashba who says that Suffolk Yisur is Asur min HaTorah. So Nami Yishlomer Kamashi Kasafti Liyashe V'liba Da Rambam. The Mari be Suffolk, the Ikbal Konshin, the Sarif Machbo, the Chai Gavna, the Alma, Asur min HaTorah. We already dealt with that very nicely in the second parak. And we said, what's this Gemara talking about? This Gemara is not a Kash in the Rambam. The Rambam says, do you know when we need a Pasuk to be Matir, a Suffolk Mamzer, because on our own we would say that a Suffolk Mamzer is Asur Lobo Bakal, and we need a Pasuk to be Matir, a Suffolk Mamzer? Only where they are hiding, and they get mixed up. There, it's Ikbi Yisura. So if you have a Vlad Mamzer and a Vlad Kosher that get mixed up, and you don't know which is which, so now we're talking about Ikbi Yisura, that's like Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos. And even there, the Rambam would say, Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos, Avadi Yemachmei Min HaTorah. And that's why you need a Pasuk to say, even there, Chatichachas Mishtei Chatichos, you're May, it's Mutter Min HaTorah. Because normally it's Asur Min HaTorah. But that's an exception to the rule. But in normal case, where there's no Ikbi Yisura, there the Rambam holds it's Mutter Min HaTorah. So all the three rayas were in favor of the Rashbas aren't rayas at all. Two, because in those cases, two rayas reflect the opinion of Rava. And the Rambam would agree that Rava holds that something is Asur Min HaTorah. We just don't pass it that way. And the third one is because it's talking about a case of Ikbi Yisura. And Ikbi Yisura, we're Machmir Min HaTorah. Or because of Apri Chadash. Lachshus l'dasa Rambam mehadam u'beperek hamakshe kol beim alavus l'shulya yachal afili yatzam iksasa tamalom ra'osav l'shulyasa. So this Gemara we have to explain a Gemara in Chulin adav ayin zayin amar aleph. It says all the animal you can eat that includes the shulya, the placenta from the extra kol. We darshan that even the shulya is mutter when we shech the behema. I might think that the shulya is going to be mutter when you shech the animal, even if only part of it came out of the rechem, even if, not only, but even if part of it came out of the womb before shechita, tamid lomar osa, osa velo shulyasa. When is the shulya mutter? When it was inside during the shechita. But when part of the shulya went out, from the word osa, we learn that now it's asur. Also, the low shulyasa. When part of the shulya came out, you can no longer eat this shulya, this placenta. Frakti Gemara, michti ain shulya below vlad, lama likra. One second. There's no placenta without a little bit of a vlad. So what do I need a pasuk for? So Rashi explains. Why do I need a pasuk to be matir a shulya where part of it already came out of the mother? Even without a pasuk, we would know that it's asur ba'achila because we paskin ain shulya below vlad. And since every shulya has a little bit of a fetus in it, so it comes out that when it a little bit came out of the mother, so we have a suffix, maybe most of the vlad came out with it. Now, you can't see it, it's mukhwi, it's melted, it's not in good shape, so you can't really notice that it's a vlad. But maybe at one point it was a vlad. So Rashi says, we would know on our own, it's pshita, that since part of the shulya came out, it has a vlad in it, and it might be robe of the vlad, and of course without a proper shechita, a vlad is not going to be permitted. So the shulya should be asur mitzvah that it's a vlad, Mitzvah that it might be Rav Vlad, and without Shechita doesn't go. So why do we need a pasuk to aser when Yatsta Miktsasa, when part of the Shilya went out? We know on our own that when part of the Shilya went out, it's going to be aser, because there was a suffix, maybe there was Rav Vlad in there. So that's Lama Likra, Perish Rashi, we're back inside. Lama Likra Lameimah V'lo Shil Yatsa, Pshita Da Aser, Deshem Yatsa Vlad Vassurim in Atoga. So what's the raya from here? So you see, that even without a pasuk, Rashi is assuming that Sfeikas are going to be Asur min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, it doesn't work well. You do need a pasuk. If part of the Shilya comes out, or Mesubik as to whether or not there's a Vlad there, it's a suffix, you could be Mekil that there isn't, and therefore you need a pasuk to Asur this Shilya. So from the fact that Rashi says you don't need a pasuk, it proves that Rashi holds that Sufik Daraisa L'chumra is a Din Torah, and therefore you don't need a pasuk, it's a Sufik, maybe there's Rav Vlad in there, in the Shilya. So even without a pasuk, it's going to be Aser. V'ayin Sham Shem Yashid V'Aser Rambam Mishum Da Havalei Sfek Sfek Ali Surah. No, there the Prak wants to say that according to the Rambam it's different, it's a Sfek Sfek. What's a Sfek Sfek? It's a Sfek Sfek L'chumra. Maybe most of the Vlad came out and it's considered like a newborn. And even if most of it didn't come out, only part of it, maybe the mitzvah, the little bit that came out, was the Rosh. And even Rosh was enough. So since you have a Sfek Sfek L'chumra, either maybe most of it came out, and even if most of it didn't, maybe the head did. So Memeir, that's a Sfek Sfek L'chumra. You only have one Sat to be Mekil. That part of it came out, and that part wasn't the head. Less than Rove. So therefore, the Rambam holds that you're going to be Machmer because you have a Sfek Sfek L'chumra. So that's how the Rambam would explain Pshat and Gemara. Why do you need a pasuk to be Matir or Shilya? Aye, it's only a suffix about the Vlad. The answer is, but it's a Sfek Sfek L'chumra. That's what the Pri Chodesh says. But the Shemaitza answer is, no, there ain't a Kushuk cloud. It's not Shver at all. Why not? The Hasam Havala Ikba Yisura. That case is talking about Ikba Yisura. Why? Because the heter of this shilya is talui in the shechita of the vlad. If most of it didn't come out, if most of the vlad didn't come out with the mixer shilya, that's outside, so it's not considered a yelud, and the shechita was a good shechita, and therefore the shilya is also mutter. And if Rubo did come out with the mixer shilya, it is considered a yelud, it is considered a newborn, and the shechita of the mother didn't help. And the Meila, the Shilya is going to be Asr. So since the whole suffix is about the Heter Shechita of the Vlad, that's what it depends on. Was there Shechita? So that's Ikbe Yisura. Because before we had the suffix, whether it's a good Shechita, it was Vadai Asr. Because it had an Isser Eino Zavok. Before something is shechted, it can't be eaten. That is called Ikbe Yisura. And since originally it was Ikba Isura, the Rambam says, Avada you don't need a pasuk to aser this vlad. You would know on your own it's aser. Remember again, the Gemara said, Ein shilya below vlad, lama likra. Since there's no shilya without a vlad, what do I need a pasuk for? So Rashi says, here it's going to be a suffix d'oraisa, maybe there was a vlad, and then we go l'chumra. So how's the Rambam going to learn this? I, Rambam, hold suffix d'oraisa, you go l'kula, so you do need a pasuk. No, the Rambam would also say you don't need a pasuk. The Pri Chodesh says you don't need a pasuk because it's a fake sfeika. And therefore we know on our own to be machmir even without a pasuk. The Shemaitza says, you know on your own to ask her because here it's ikba yisura. Because here, originally, the mother, it's telling me in the Shechita, was there a good Shechita of the mother or not? So before the Shechita, it was Aser. And now we're of a Supik as to whether there was a good Shechita. So, V'lo Goran is Safek Gerushin. It's no less than Safek Gerushin. Which means, what's the case of Safek Gerushin? That a guy is married to a woman, and then Safek, he divorced her, something he didn't divorce her. So, that is called Ikba Yisura. like we learned in an earlier shir, that the Rambam says that if there was a suffik gerushin, since originally they were married, and now there's a suffik about the gerushin, so since there was ikba yisura, the man who's with her, the next man who's with this woman, has to be, is their chayav and nashim talui. Why? Because there was ikba yisura, and the Rambam compares that to chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. The Rambam holds that, even though it's not exactly the same, chaticha achas mishtei chatichos means there's two bodies here. One is mutter, one is asur. Here we're dealing with a case of only one goof, literally. And this goof for misufik is it mutter or asur. But since we know that originally it was asur, and now we're misufik, so that's called ikba yisura, even though only with one goof. One goof is like chaticha, in this case, one goof is like chaticha achas mishtei chatichos. Because we know there is Isser here now, we're just not sure which one was eaten. And here we know that there was Isser when we're assuming if there's still Isser. But the common denominator is, we know that at one point there was Vaday Isser. So since we know at one point that this woman was Vaday Isser, so a woman, so now we're assuming about her get, so afterwards if she is be with somebody else, he has to bring an Ashim Talu. So here also in our case, we know that this is also called Ikbi Isser with the Shilya. Because the Shilya had a cheskas eino zavuach, it was asr, can't eat it, and now we have a suffik about the shechita, so that's considered ikba yisura. Just like if you have a suffik about the get, it's considered ikba yisura. So too, if you have a suffik about the Shilya, it's considered ikba yisura, and therefore, even without a pasuk, we would know that you're not allowed to eat the Shilya, and that's the Gemara's kasha, lama likra. Since ain Shilya below Vlad, and it's considered ikba yisura, so you should, even without a pasuk, we know that it's asur. And then the Shmaitza brings a raya from the Lashon of Rashi, that the whole suffix there is about the Shechita. Pshita da'asur, the Shema Yatzah of Lad Varei Ki Yilud, Vishalya Basrei Ozil, V'ro Sharisei Shechita. It's partial that it's asur, because maybe the Vlad came out and it's like a Yilud, and the Shilya came out with it, and the Shechita wasn't matirit. So you see the whole Shaila is that it's a suffix in the Shechita. So since it's a suffix in the Shechita, avad it's asur min ha-tol. Because beforehand it was asur, and now we have a suffix about the Shechita. Was the Shechita matirit? So the Shmaitzer says, not only is it ikba yisura, it might even be more. It might even be a cheskas iser. So originally, mamash had a cheskas iser. So the Gemara is saying that lama likra. Why do I need a pasuk to be matir something that has a cheskas iser? Now we're not sure about it anymore, but it had a cheskas iser, so it remains with its chazaka. You're going to say it's not a cheskas iser. Because there's a reis in the chazaka. What's the reis in the chazaka? There was a ma'aser shechita done here. Akoponim ikbi isura mia ade. Kevin called him shechita asur haya. Ba'ashav nistapim shurisei shechita. Nevertheless, there was at least ikbi isura. Because even if you have a ma'aser that's mevatel, that might have been mevatel the chazaka, it's still considered ikbi isura. Just like with suffik gerushin. If you have a suffik gerushin, and there was a ma'isa done, you're not sure whether safek karbla, safek karbla, you have a ma'isa and you're not sure whether or not they're still married, so that's still considered ikba yisura. It might not be a cheskas isur anymore, because an actual ma'isa was done, it might have been mevatel the gerushin, you know there was a ma'isa done, and here there was a ma'isa shechita done, but just like there it's still called ikba yisura, because it's not cheskas isur anymore, there's a reis in the chazaka. But it's still called ikba yisura because we know that at one time there was iser here. So too with the shechita, we know that at one point this animal was asur, this shilya was asur, and the neira, we call it ikba yisura, even though there was a ma'aser shechita that might have been matir, but it also might not have been matir, because there's a yalud coming along, and this yalud is. Might be a rov, and even though there was a ma'aser shechita, but you never know. At one point the yalud was asur, so maybe it's still asur. So that's considered ikba yisura. So even if it's not a cheskas isur, at least it's ikba yisura. So the Rambam, according to the Shemaitze, would have no problem with this Gemara in Chulin. Because this Gemara in Chulin is saying that we know on our own it's Asur, even without a Pasuk this Safik, because of Ikbi Surah. So basically what the Shemaitze did is he showed that every Raya for the Rashba is not a Raya. Either because we're Machmir and Sfegas because it's the opinion of Rava, or we're Machmir and Sfegas because it's Ikbi Surah. Even there and there, the Rambam agrees. So, with the Lord's help, Baruch Hashem, we did Shmaita Aleph Karakei. The Siyata Dishmaya, Li Neder, if Hashem gives us Koach, if Hashem gives us Moach, we will continue on next time to Perek Vav, and we should all be Zochet Mitzvah Hashem to have clarity in these Sugyas, to Chazer, to understand, because Kolan Lomed Ve'eno Chozer, Kizore Ve'eno Kotzer, baby. There's no other way to do it. You know, this isn't Pashat Torah. We just got to do it again and again and again. So we should all be Zochem Mitzvah Hashem to always have clarity in our learning. I hope that the Shir was clear. And we should be Zochem Bekarav to see, to always see the light of Torah. Shalom, shalom.